Varvis lingered for several fevered days. Then slowly her soul was released to go and join the spirits of her children. Somewhere in a beautiful golden heaven, she did believe in her final lucid thoughts they would be there waiting for her. Preacher Man stayed drunk for nearly a year, more besotted than ever. He got so bad that he was run out of every place he went into, like some cur dog nobody wanted around. He was arrested several times for loitering, drunk and disorderly, disturbing the peace, picking pockets. He was warned by the local police to leave St. Louis, or else, and when he failed to go, the police drove him across the bridge and dumped him off on the other side of the river with a stern warning that if he showed his face again, they'd send him to prison or kill him. He wandered for a time until he was broken upon the wheel of life and reached a point where he put rocks into the pockets of his ragged coat and walked into the river to drown. But even that failed him, for a man came along and pulled him right out of his coat and dragged him onto the muddy bank.
Why'd you save me?
Once he sobered up, he turned to the man who saved him. The fellow was of middle age, with long, flowing hair that was pure white, too white for a man his age, and steely blue eyes.
You'll die soon enough, Hobart. No sense in rushing it.
How did you know my name?
The man did not answer that particular question, but instead had handed him a piece of crisply roasted chicken he'd been turning on a stick over a small fire he'd built there under the bridge.
Here.
It had begun to rain, but they stayed nice and dry under that bridge.
I'd just as soon be dead as anything.
Preacher Man's true name was Hobart Kane. But he was of a long since lost lineage, for he knew not where any of his people were, so long had he wandered. He knew he had an aunt and uncle and some cousins somewhere, but it was a dreamy, nameless place wherever they were.
We each of us have a purpose to be served. How's that chicken?
Don't feel nothing like eating. You got a drink or something hard?
The man shook his head.
Don't drink.
Why the hell not?
The man offered a wry smile.
Because if it helped anything, I would. But it don't. So I don't.
Maybe not. But sometimes it sure feels like it does.
It's merely an illusion. Like a lot of things we come to believe but are not true.
What is truth?
Preacher Man said this without knowing why he said it.
Good question. Maybe someday you'll find out.
Someday? Mister, I don't plan on living until tomorrow.
Doesn't matter what you plan.
The man gnawed on a fat drumstick and licked his fingers.
Why don't it?
Because each of our days is numbered in a book. Yours different from mine. Mine different from the next fella's. When it's your time, you'll go. Same as me. Same as everyone. You'll go whether or not you want to. And there's nothing can be done to prevent it. But till that time, you might just as well make good use of the time you're allotted.
What's your interest in all this? Why don't you just let folks to their own devices? I want to finish myself. What business is that of yours?
None in particular. Except, I am avowed to be my brother's keeper.
Brother? I never see you before in my life.
We are all of the same family, Hobart. You and me.
What family would that be?
Why, the family of man, of course.
That somehow struck Preacher Man in a way he hadn't expected to be struck, like a hot nail spiked into his core.
You're talking pure nonsense.
Don't believe me?
No, I damn well do not.
Then go and finish what you started before I came along.
The hell if I won't.
The fella had been leaning on one elbow, eating quite leisurely, and did not protest or try to stop him from walking back into the river. Preacher Man stood and went to the edge and stopped and looked back, but when he did, there wasn't anybody there. Just the fire and some chicken bones.
Hey, where the hell did you go?
No answer. He had looked at the river, then back again to the fire.
Am I dreaming? Am I dead?
No answer. Just there alone, standing at the river's edge, the water flowing nice and slow, waiting for Preacher Man to step in. No matter what he did, Preacher Man realized the river would always flow, and nothing would change if he weren't there. That life would go on as it always had and always would, and not a single thing to mark his coming or leaving. He had gotten dizzy. Then he had gotten scared. Then he had found the little Bible he did not recall seeing before, right there where the man had been reclining. He had thought it a sign that he should change his ways, seek another answer. That the answer he had been seeking was not to be found in the bottom of that muddy Mississippi River. That it was somewhere else, somewhere out there in the great beyond. So he had taken up the Bible and begun reading by the light of that fire and sucking the marrow from those chicken bones, and suddenly life never tasted so sweet nor seemed to hold so much promise. And it was right there in Romans. I am unashamed of the Gospels, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. There was no thunder crashing from the sky, no strange voice, no calamitous event. Just the words in that worn old Bible and some cooked chicken. That's what he'd later tell those to whom he would bear witness about the turnabout of his life from sin and ruin.
Nothing quite like a roast chicken dinner and a little bit of the Lord's Word to set a man on the righteous path.